As the Teachers Federation continues negotiations with the district, disagreements over music and arts regulations could lead to a future date in court.
It's not just the teachers that will be filing the lawsuit. We'll be joined with parents who are also complaining that their kids are not getting the services that they are required to get under the law.
Federation President Phil Remore says programs like Band and Chorus are missing in places they shouldn't be, and that teachers have told him it's been this way for several years now.
This is the first time that we actually had that it was brought to our attention last year, and we surveyed the art and music teachers and were shocked by the results.
Buffalo Public Schools General Counsel Nathaniel Kuzma says they currently view this as a negotiation tactic.
Once again, it's disappointing that the Federation is conducting itself in this way. We have not received a lawsuit. If and when we do, we will respond accordingly.
Kuzma added the district has been offering the courses that students need and are required to graduate and receive a Regents diploma from the Buffalo Public Schools.
And it's the position of the district that we are compliant with state requirements in those areas.
But there are some parents who say they are not so sure about that. At Hutch Tech High School, Most Instrumental Band, led by music educator Amy Steiner, has been phased out over the past few years. Carla Thomas, the parent of a current senior at Hutch Tech, says she's concerned her son is not being given the opportunity to complete his musical pathway to an advanced Regents diploma he started as a freshman.
For 2 years, that was my son's plan to an extent, was to do the 4 years of music. And why wouldn't he? He's been playing an instrument since third grade. It was offered to him when he first got there, and now all of a sudden it's not. And if he wanted to go that route, all of a sudden he can't. Because last year, it wasn't even on a schedule, so they won't even acknowledge it. So now he has to take French 3.
Thomas says last year her son had band in what they called 13th period, which she referred to as a ghost period. That's something another parent, Marlene O'Connor, says was misleading for her son.
So when school started this year, Colin came home with a schedule, and they didn't look very closely at it, but we were both excited, and it had said that band and chorus was at 13th period. And Colin came home, and he's like, look, they actually added a period. We finally get to do this. And if you look closely, it is from 3:06 to 3:07 p.m.
Kuzma says it's normal at an engineering school to have a one-minute period.
But it's difficult to have one period during the day because there are other requirements that are components of that program in order to obtain the type of diploma that Hutch Tech offers and to fulfill the curriculum that Hutch Tech offers. So really what they're doing is offering kids free lessons in band and orchestra and working with those students to fit it in during the course of the day where appropriate that doesn't interfere with the other important requirements that they have to fulfill.
Under this model, students would come in before school or stay later to work on ensemble work. That's something O'Connor says isn't an option anymore.
My son also is part of the morning groups. So Amy's an early morning teacher, which was part of her being hired, that she had to agree to it. And that's when they do the jazz band and any other small groups that they have put together. That was recently cut as well. So that is when everything was cut.
O'Connor says things have gotten to this point in part to the tension between Hutch Tech administration and parents and teachers. Kuzma says he hasn't heard tension between parents and staff in any school thus far.
And I commend the administration for doing what they've done as it pertains to band and music to make those types of things accessible to the students. And shame on anybody who would try to criticize the principal for what she's done over there as it relates to those to band and music. They should be thanking her.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.